An Appeal for Greater Earnestness. St. Helena, California, October 24, 1910. I am intensely wrought upon. My mind is unable to rest. There is to be no drawing back from advance work. We have lost much time in entering the fields that have not been worked. Let those established in the faith keep their own hearts in the truth and in the love of God. Let them guard themselves and keep their own souls alive. Those who know the importance of the message to be given are to keep in close fellowship with their brethren. Let seasons of prayer be held, and let the prayers offered be right to the point. Search your own hearts. Work away from every wrong action. There should be special seasons of prayer for those who shall enter upon the work in the cities, for Satan will use all his energy in an effort to hinder this work. The Lord desires every Sabbath-keeping family to work with an intensity of effort to keep the home interest in God's work fresh and to search the Scriptures diligently. Let all selfishness be sought out and expelled from the soul. Those connected with our sanitariums are to go out into the nearby cities, into the highways and the byways, and visit families, using every capability in an effort to help those whom they visit to understand the truth. Tests and trials will come. There are temptations to be met and conquered. Satan is not idle. He is at work everywhere, striving to ensnare souls. A decided effort should now be put forth on the part of the people of the Lord to work intelligently for Him. Let the grace of Christ be revealed in every place. Let neighbors be treated kindly, and let missionary work be done with those close at hand. Let Seventh-day Adventists in every place show an intense interest in souls. And in the cities, let competent ones be appointed from among those who believe the truth to take up the work for their neighbors. Let meetings be held in different localities. Let there be special meetings for souls ready to perish. My brethren and sisters, in the great day of judgment, some will be charged with the neglect of their fellow citizens. If you are not faithful in this work, those who are now your neighbors will rise up in the judgment and say with groaning and mourning, "Why did you not tell us of the importance of these things? You acted indifferently, as though it were of little consequence whether we believed the truth as you believe it. And now our souls are lost because of our disregard of the Sabbath of the fourth commandment. You did not act as if this matter were a testing question. Great light has been shining through our publications, but many of those to whom the truth has been so clearly revealed have not had the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Great light has been given, but many of our people have neighbors close by who have not been instructed in regard to the importance of obeying the Sabbath of the Lord. The Lord declares in His Word, "Verily, My Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between Me and you throughout your generations." Exodus 31, verse 13. Much depends upon the keeping of the Sabbath, and God will be honored and exalted as His people try to make plain this command upon which He has placed so much importance. Every family that keeps the Sabbath loyally is honoring God. Upon every family that has a knowledge of the truth, the Lord has placed the responsibility of letting its influence tell on the side of right. In order to be in harmony with the God of heaven, we must obey His law. It is the solemn, sacred duty of Christians to let the Sabbath truth be expressed in their words and works through the sanctification of the truth. There have been institutions established among us as a people. This is as it should be. But we must not forget that in the Word of God, the Sabbath is made a distinct and solemn specification, and that the Sabbath truth must be made known. The genuine work that should be done by professing Sabbath keepers is not done. We observe the Sabbath of the fourth commandment, and we must do our best to persuade others to observe it. But we must never use arguments that will close the minds of others so that they cannot be reached. Those who have the light of present truth may do much to proclaim the message by circulating the publications which testify to the truth. All who have a knowledge of present truth should act out this truth in the life. Unless they do this, showing in their lives the virtue of the truth, the blood of souls will be upon their garments. As we near the close of this earth's history, our characters are to show a divine connection with the character of Christ. Christ-likeness is to appear in our lives. Those whose names are on the church books can act a part before their neighbors that will reveal their spiritual relation to God. Through their words and actions, and through their sacred observance of the Sabbath, they can speak to those around them of God. Thus they can show their love and honor for Him who created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day.